7 plus something.
You see a series of numbers and symbols.
So this was the bolts, but you pull 12. Out of there
12.
Which entails a magic ring in a clear crystal box.
So a magic ring in a box. All
right. Mm-hmm. It's a ring in a box.
That might be.
So how many people are spending
surges?
Bring a magical metal, probably.
Just one?
What?
Someone else has to.
Is someone else going to spend surges to heal themselves?
I do.
I would.
It is a Watcher's Signet ring. It has an encounter illusion power. As a minor action, gain a plus 5 bonus to stealth checks until the end of your next turn.
Alright. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone training stealth.
So we reached one milestone.
Oh.
You've not.
Kissing.
You've reached one milestone.
Yeah,
that's
zero.
Just one.
This game sucks.
Yeah, be careful you roll them. Look at that, that's perfect.
No big penises.
Well, the rest of you are, some of you are doing various things, but you find a secret passage here.
Okay. What's in the third chest?
You search the other chests, and they do not have anything in them, although if you wanted to spend some time, you could strip the gold and silver from the chests.
No.
I do.
Well, we do have lots of time.
I do.
Or so you
so
think.
I still don't know where this is relative to the rest of my map.
Correct.
Let's go
to
the secret door.
Yeah, let's go to the secret door. Okay. We have the secret door.
It'll be at least 10 minutes for you to strip all the stuff off.
See ya.
I still do it.
Okay. So are you guys going without the orc?
Yep.
Come on. Why are you stripping all this stuff? I'll give you a gold piece not to.
This is worth more than a single gold piece.
No, it's not. It's like...
It's not worth your life.
No, it's worth... It's gilded. It's not true gold. It's like gold plating on a chest. They described it that way.
It's still actual gold.
Right,
it's
but
like
it's not...
Gold and silver.
How heavy is the chest?
They're attached to the ground. You cannot be moved.
I'll give you a gold piece not to bother.
Again, it's not... It's I really... Well...
It's a principle.
fine.
I deduct a gold piece from my character sheet. I'm down to 19 gold and 4 platinum.
Okay, so you push things out of the way to enter the... passageway. You're in the middle of a long corridor, so it stretches. Will give you the direction. So you're coming in from the east, and it goes to the north and to the south.
I'm coming in from the east.
Like in the middle of the eastern, on the east side of a north-south corridor.
Did we learn anything about that ring?
It's just a
And
ring.
Strange glyphs, symbols, and faces are set within two ranks of humanoid and monstrous figures standing along both walls. Each figure appears to hold a colored sphere. A mist-filled archway opens up at the south end of the hall.
Start. Look at the pits again. Another traps along the way.
And then to the north, we don't see anything in particular. Just dark corridor.
Correct. It stretches a ways.
Okay. So let's explore north, then. Rather than just teleporting like haphazardly constantly, not knowing where we end up.
With the room, with the teleporter room, has spheres of light in it also.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if we hit orange, we go back to the telescope.
Maybe
go back to the original one. I don't know. But at least it's explored this little. All
right, what is that?
Okay, so there's a lot of these strange glyph symbols and faces all along. Looks like there's 10 on each side of various descriptions. So later on, like you go by and know that they're there. Everyone roll a perception check for me.
Correct.
15.
15. Great for these non-combat rolls.
22.
Terrible for combat rolls. I got a 25.
12. So as you explore north, when you get closer to the end of the north wall, you can see that there is actually a small crawl space in the wall to the west, And somewhere, Evok, you spot along the east wall, there's a secret door near the, on the east wall still, but, you know, farther north from where you came in. And at the same time, you're pretty sure that there's no way to open it from the direction you're in.
Mm-hmm. I indicate this to my companions. There appears to be a secret door here, but no way to open it from this side.
Is this the termination of the path north passage?
There's the crawl space that goes to the west, but it does terminate at the north.
Do the walls in the crawl space look like the same walls in the crawl space we just came from?
No, these are different from anywhere you've encountered thus far.
So go through the crawl space, try and muscle open the sacred door somehow, or go in that room with the crystal balls.
Where's the crystal ball?
The teleporter.
I was like, crystal balls?
Your
dragon warp?
The room that you're in, the long corridor, has all the strange glyph symbols and faces, each holding a colored sphere.
Okay, so that's what the colored spheres are.
Yes, they're painted on the wall. There's 10 on each side of various descriptions.
Well, do we want to examine these things on the wall?
Sure.
See if we can identify the glyphs.
Okay. So you're kind of near the north, so that's where you start. You want to start on the west or the east wall?
East.
And who's examining?
I'll examine them.
Okay. At the top, the very first one you come across is a werewolf holding a pale blue sphere at shoulder height.
Werewolf, pale blue sphere. Is there a glyph in any kind of language or anything?
Nope.
Okay. Werewolf, pale blue sphere. Okay.
Below that, flanking the secret door that you found, there's a silver spear is held at the feet of a four-armed gargoyle. And then the one below that is a green sphere held high above the head of an armored giant.
Okay.
Should we continue?
Sure. Should we be writing this down or drawing them out?
What, those different figures?
There might be a pattern to them.
There might be. I don't want to mar the map with all this stuff, though.
It seems like it's they change color as well as where the sphere is held, as well as the monster itself, of course.
So blue.
Although the monster, I think, is the significant.
Blue middle.
So, yeah, I'll just run it down. So the top is blue sphere werewolf.
Middle is silver with four-armed gargoyle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's holding it at the feet, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
Say what?
The sphere is at the feet, so.
First one's holding it here, I believe. The
mm-hmm.
second one's holding it down here.
Oh, I see.
The other one's holding the last one. We locked it up here.
There's a green.
Mm-hmm.
Green giant.
Holding it up.
Okay. Below that, a hawk-headed guardian of some kind holding a yellow sphere at shoulder height. Below that, a UNT holding a pink sphere above its head.
What was that one again?
The UNT holding a pink sphere. UAN-TI. The snake dudes.
Jeez.
Holding it higher.
Above its head.
Okay.
And there's a black sphere sitting at the feet of a hydra.
Okay.
Below that, a pale violet sphere is held on the shoulder of a Kuotoa.
He's riding on the back. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is a heavy die.
Then a white-bearded human wizard holds a yellow-brown sphere.
Where do you say he's holding it?
At its feet, the wizard. Then below that, if you can actually tell, now is covering The crawl space you came in, in fact, it's, you know, you came from here, but it looks like there's wall there now. And that shows a red sphere held waist high by a skeleton. And the final one on that side is a succubus holding an indigo sphere high above its head.
So I guess we could potentially touch one of these and get where we want to go.
Is that one wall? Is there another whole other wall?
Yep, there's a whole other wall with 10 more.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
You wanted old school. Okay.
No, so I like it.
So you start, because you've made your way all the way to the south. Okay. You go across to the west wall, and you're making your way back up north. Okay.
Well, let's go back to the beginning again, so we have them lined up.
Okay.
So where they would be across from each other.
Okay. So yeah, all the way back to the north at the top, and this appears to be covering the crawl space you noted earlier that goes to the west. A naga holds a gold sphere above its head. Then a mummy holds an orange sphere of waist height.
Okay.
A purple sphere is held at the feet of a minotaur.
Okay.
A lamia holds a bronze sphere at waist height.
What is a lamia again?
It's another snake-like woman creature. Well, that is a gray sphere sits on the shoulder of an owlbear.
Going to that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Where is it holding?
Each shoulder.
Sits on the shoulder.
Okay.
A sahuigin holds a bright blue sphere at its feet.
A what?
Sahuigin.
Murloc.
Murloc.
At its feet.
Yep.
Okay.
A white sphere is held above the head of a red slad.
That's a white sphere. There you go. I'm sorry, you said it at the feet again.
What's that?
You said it at the feet.
Above the head.
Okay.
A satyr holds a turquoise sphere at its shoulder.
I just feel that.
A satyr? S-A-T-Y-R?
Okay.
It's a mind flayer holds a scarlet sphere waist high.
Okay.
And finally, a Medusa has a pale green sphere at its feet. You guys mull that over. Grab food real quick.
Okay, so I guess if you want to match up, none of them are, if you look side to side, are holding them at the same place, except for Red Skeleton, Scarlet Mind Flayer.
It's the memory game.
And how about, so they're both essentially the same color, but not really red and scarlet.
Right.
With the orange?
Blue, gold, silver, orange, green, purple, yellow, bronze, pink, gray, black, bright blue, pale violet, white, yellow, brown, turquoise, red, scarlet, indigo, pale green.
What did it say about the red? Something about a bit of magical metal?
Well, yeah.
The shades of red stand for blood. The wise will not need to sacrifice off a loop of magical metal. You're well along your march.
Well, the loop of magical metal could be that ring we found.
Yes. That was, I think, Richie actually mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in combat, or it was in healing phase.
So we didn't need to sacrifice anything other than that to be well. So we could have not done that, in other words.
We could have what? Not what?
We could have not fought those things and not gotten that ring.
Oh, right.
mess with the scroll thing and
yeah,
try to tell us.
That's good hindsight.
He knows that I have food now.
Very, very true.
What about green? Is there anything green there? There's a green. Green giant. Holding it up.
If you find the false, you find the true. Into the column, fall the column, and there's a thread that's keyed and keyed.
Find the false, you find the true.
Probably talking about secret doors.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's
okay.
What bothered me. If we found a secret door for a false door, can you get that out of the true?
Shun green if you can, but night's good color. That's a great valid.
So that would be black
or something?
Yeah, that would be probably be black or dark blue. There's a black something.
Yeah, it was.
Black. Hyper. I'll never go fight a hyper.
Mm.
I doubt that the monster would be.
I don't know.
We just came from the room and had a skeleton.
And it was red.
Oh, red.
We had a skeleton in the water.
But that doesn't necessarily mean true. Either scissors or skeletons mean that when we went to it red, then we pressed it on our butt. So it doesn't necessarily correlate.
The red was in secret generation. It was the little crawl space or secret door, it had the red skeleton on it. Alright. Which, again, does not necessarily mean that if we go to the Hydra door, there will be a Hydra in it.
Okay.
It could possibly. And there isn't a door in the Hydra thing, is there?
Not that we know of.
Not that we know of.
There's always a lock.
So we could go investigate the teleporting room and just see what's in there.
The teleporting room?
Yeah, the one with the gate with the portal in it.
All the way to the south?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you bet?
Okay. It looks a lot like the picture of that other arch. The swirling white mist within the archway hides whatever lies beyond it. There, when you get close to it, three of its stones begin to glow. Dull olive green on the lower left, russet brown at the top, and a sickly citron yellow at lower right.
So those correspond possibly to monsters?
Maybe. So yellow, olive brown up top, and then what?
Dull olive green on the lower left, russet brown at the top, sickly citron yellow at lower right.
Are we looking at the mist archway before the crawl space?
And in the southern room.
Yes.
Is there anything else in that room?
The archway is at
the first one was brown orange.
It's like in the wall at the south.
So we can try going through the teleporter. We can try going through that crawl space at the end of the north end of the hall.
Which one? I'm sorry, Dave, is associated with these? The one we
the crawl space.
It's the gold naga.
Yes.
Or we could try pressing on the glyphs in the hallway, or seeing if there's some sort of door behind them.
There's an unopenable, at least immediately, secret door.
Yeah, which is over top of what thing is on that?
The silver sphere at the feet of the forearm gargoyle.
You want to try and go there?
Or the crawl space.
Or the crawl space. I mean, either. Yeah.
Let's go to the crawl space. Let's just exhaust all of our known quantities, and then we can go for the either teleporter, which is not known, or the secret door might be unopenable because it comes from the other side.
Yeah, it could be. That's what I.
It's kind of what it looks like
first.
At the end of the crawl space, aside from the rubble on the floor, the only other thing you see in this chamber. Yes.
Yes.
Roll to see which one, and then you were killed. Aside from the rubble on the floor, the only other thing you see in this chamber is an 8-foot-tall statue of a four-armed gargoyle. One of its arms is broken off, and it rests on the floor at its feet. And the statue's hands are outstretched as if waiting for an offering.
It's waiting for its arm back.
That's yours.
Yeah, that's the one I've been Josh's.
Does anyone have the engineering might want to make some
yes.
sort of check for this?
Just a system motion.
Yeah.
26 plus Richie's assistance.
Okay. Sure. So each of the statues, three intact hands, is carved with an indentation, as if some object is meant to be placed there,
mm-hmm.
but the fourth on the floor has no concavity. And the rubble and debris surrounding the statue contain traces of diamond dust.
Okay.
So they haven't broken the diamond?
No, but we might climb him in the dungeon.
Should we try and reattach its arm?
Its arm's on the ground?
Or we could just try and put the arm on it and see
whole ritual?
No.
Josh was going to bring the ritual.
I have Ancestral Whispers, Hand of Fate, Purify Water, Iron Vigil. Discern lies, keep the dead. Nothing useful for this situation. Alright, so I guess we just leave because we don't have things to put in there. Unless one, does the ring fit in any of those hands?
No, doesn't appear to be that kind of indentation.
Okay.
Can we try and, like, hold the statue arm up against the real arm, or against the place where it got chopped off or whatever?
Hey, what's that?
The statue arm's on the ground, right?
Yes.
And is it liftable?
Yes.
Can we try and lift it up and reattach it to its body?
You, like, try putting it there, and it just
doesn't work,
doesn't do anything?
It's a broken statue. If only I had some breakable my engineering skills, I could repair it.
Okay, so we could go through the teleporter or try pressing on those glyphs.
Does the glyphs at the teleporter or the glyphs along the wall?
Along the walls and hallways. So that could do something, it could not.
I press on the first glyph I've come to, which I believe would be the indigo succubus out of the passage. I don't know, whichever one it is. The first glyph outside the secret passage. Right.
It's like below the secret, below the crawl space you just
yeah. Whatever, the first one that we come out to. If I push on it, does anything
even happen? Okay, so you came out. Hold on.
Okay.
So the one that you come out of in the crawl space is the Naga with the gold sphere.
Yes.
So it's not that one. The one below it is a mummy holding an orange sphere waist height.
Alright, I walk up to it. If I do, I push on the sphere, does anything visibly happen?
You put a hand in, and then before you can realize it, a spear comes shooting out of it and strikes at you.
Okay.
Out of the
16 versus reflex.
Miss.
It still managed to catch you, so you take 5 ongoing damage.
Someone help me. Wait, do I take 5 damage initially too?
Yes.
Anyone? Bueller.
What?
My ongoing damage.
Like the spear hit him and he's bleeding.
A spear hit him?
A spear. A magic spear came out. Yeah, when he put his hand in, spear comes out. He managed to jump away so it didn't do like a lot of damage, but still manages to get him.
Was the
cause bleeding.
So the spear was from the glyph with the spear on it?
No.
Just
push the mummy bleeding orange spear waist height.
Alright, I'll try and... So you have ongoing damage?
Yes.
Try and grant you a saving throw.
There's no reason for everyone not to roll.
Right.
Sure.
I will, as a minor action...
15, not heal.
I will use Gift of Good Fortune on you, which gives you a saving throw. Then I will make a heal check and try and give you an additional saving throw.
Shift to 3 saves right now.
Is that an encounter power or anything?
It's an encounter.
Well, you have to take a short rest. You shouldn't waste it.
Huh?
You shouldn't waste it because you have to take a short rest.
But, we're going to rest after this, right? We're not in combat, I don't think. This is purely combat?
Yeah, but... I don't know.
You still have to short rest to...
There might be a time
healing
for a battle into this dungeon. I don't know. Alright, well, I have 4 saves already.
Well, yeah, another one.
Okay.
For my heal check. Okay, so I won't bother then.
Well, I'm on number 3. Wow.
With a 10.
You failed them all?
I failed 3.
Okay.
4 was a 10.
After, like, a series of bandages are applied, just keep bleeding.
1 in 2, 1 in 4. But it's a 55% chance of success, so it's even worse than
yeah.
1 in 2, 1 in 4, 1 in 8, 1 in 16. I guess he hadn't rolled yet, so I might have had him.
Anyway,
yeah.
You stopped the bleeding. So the weird thing was, when you pressed it, like, the wall wasn't there. It was like an illusionary wall. And then it, when you push beyond it, that's what triggered it.
Hmm. Can we...
And I think warned us about things that did stop. Like,
yes.
I don't know what that means. If you find the
closet.
False, you find the true, and the column call, you'll come, and there the throne that's P and P. So this is a column call. You find the false, you find the true. I mean, I guess we have to screw around with this thing. It seems like it's important. Perhaps if you could... Could you disable a trap that is triggered down the middle? That he tried to? Or is it, like, too magically? I mean, he is. Then again, he is a wizard that has thievery, so I think he might...
Yes, you can roll Arcana or Thievery.
Arcana.
That's a nice PowerPoint slide there. It says fucking madness, how do they work?
25.
You have disabled this trap, but you know it will probably come back to life after an hour.
Alright.
Can he disable other ones without knowing how it's triggered beforehand?
Nope, he has to actually be, kind of be able to get in there. Yep, sir.
So he can't preemptively disable any of these?
Correct.
Okay, now it's disabled. Can we kind of, can one of us put our head through the illusion?
Yes.
And it gets chopped off.
Mm-hmm. And
secondary trap to get.
You wish to do so?
Yeah, I'll shove my head in there. I love a good secret.
And just magic spears behind this one?
There's nothing just going magic spears to tempt adventurers into. Ooh, can I harvest a magic spear for later sale?
No. They're stuck in the wall.
You're stunting my creativity.
I agree.
Can I see left and right beyond into the other traps?
It's a small tunnel that just has spears there.
Mm. Is it possible, maybe we can trigger these traps by shoving objects into them? Not our hands or arms or whatever.
Or faces.
Or faces.
That's true.
It might still work, but the amount that it came out might...
I mean, like, the way you stood to the side of it and, like...
It's possible.
All right.
If they're all spheres.
Yeah.
There might be, like, a gas cloud.
Yeah, it could be.
And what is it? What, well, one of these, I guess, we're thinking that some, one of these will bear fruit.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise, we're just going to trigger
like, a lot of traps and take a lot of damage.
Why don't we go down to that secret passage that was down at the other end? Not the wall, one in the wall.
Shun
the
green
cubby,
if you can,
cubbyhole.
But night's good colors for those great valor. Was there a black orb?
Yeah,
black.
So shades of red stand for blood. The wise will not need sacrifice. All right, but a loop of magic metal. You're well on your march. Well, okay, so that's just saying we didn't need to fight those monsters?
Yeah, but they're both the red ones. Including a skeleton.
So the passage we came out of, was it...
The red sphere held waist high by a skeleton.
So that... Okay. So, shun green if you can, but night's good colors for those with great talent. So let's go to night. That'd probably be a hard fight with some great reward.
Yeah, okay. We'll try that.
Sure, why not?
Still Hydra.
Where are you going?
To the Hydra.
The black one.
Okay. What are you doing at the Hydra?
I have a backup generic quarter staff that I could use if we take to something else. It might be long enough to pokey in the hole and not like have horrible things happen to it.
No, that's old school.
Like stand at the side of it and like
yeah,
I've been doing it.
Does anyone have duct tape? Or like a ritual that acts as duct tape?
The duct tape ritual.
Tape duck.
Quack.
Hand of Fate. I could use Hand of Fate right now.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
That's the one. Is that the one that points to like
yeah,
the most
Thanatos ritual?
Yeah, but it points to like greatest reward
well, so
regardless of risk.
Highest risk.
We already
you
probably,
also have to ask it a question.
We probably know that already, though, from this world.
Well, it's pretty sure.
Fire up that fan, right?
Yeah,
okay,
big,
fine.
Whoop.
I will perform Mano's Hand of Fate ritual.
Let me guess. You
okay.
Go to the
asking the... He's
so
just asking a question, right?
Yeah.
Where can we find Astarac?
That's too generic. At this point, the door, it won't just put like down or in a general direction.
Why is it too generic?
Because, as I said, it'll point in a direction. This is a maze. It'll just say, he's in that way.
Which of these orbs best leads to Asgard? That's the best question. Consult your notes.
Consult the ritual.
Asgard comes through the hand.
You found my one plot weakness.
The hand choke slams character.
Okay, what's your question again?
Which of these orbs best leads to Asgard?
It points at the black sphere sitting at the feet of the Hydra.
Okay.
There we are. Well, there's our answer.
Alright, let's circumvent this whole dungeon and get this over with. We die unprepared, not having done the other side quests.
Alright, to the black one, I guess.
Okay, so it's another crawl space. 5 foot diameter crawl space.
The black one?
It's.
Should we poke the staff down?
I think Dave just had
I'm assuming that you did it, haven't you?
Alright, let's have the defender go first.
Okay, so there's. So the crawl space we were was. Let's see here. The one we went in with the gargoyle in the hands. That had a gargoyle marking there. So, Andrew, I should really try to correspond to all these things Andrew wrote down to all these things I have like on this primitive map. Okay.
Mm.
This is fun. Three chests with the skeletons were red, right?
Yes.
So that was the red corridor I went down. The called crawl space with the gargoyle was Naga Murloc. Was there one that was a gargoyle? Minotaur, mummy, owlbear, murloc, red slad.
The secret door that looked to be going the other way was the gargoyle.
There was a gargoyle?
Yes.
Colored thing? What is that?
Second one from the
top. Oh, it's second one from the top? But that was on the same... It was on the same side as the skeletons?
Yes.
Why... My map's totally screwed up. Wow. Okay. That's where the crawl space was, too.
No. So the silver sphere with the gargoyle was the secret door that you found, but you couldn't get into. The one that Sean picked out.
Oh. But it's not at the end of the corridor, literally. It's like along the wall with all the murals.
Yes.
Okay, so I just... Okay, that's fine. And the crawl space was none of these.
The crawl space that you came in on and the crawl space you left out.
The crawl space where we found the gargoyle with four arms.
That is behind the Naga with the gold spear and the one all the way at the top on the west wall.
In one door and the other.
That's the rule.
What was the end of the crawl space?
Okay, so the Naga one... I just need to tell you that. I need to transpose Andrew's whole list here. I'm fine. You guys just keep on exploring while I...
Yeah, give me a... Because you can only put one person across in the crawl space in your hall. Make your way through, you can give me a marching order and put the miniatures in the right order.
So, we can do this. That's what we're saying.
Just put your figures in a line.
Marching order. Who's going first?
Honk? What the hell does this say? Honk? Honk?
Honkman,
honky, punk.
So who wants to go first down the crawl space?
What is this word?
Hawk.
Hawk.
It's like he said it's some sort of hawk-like guardian or hawk.
Okay,
heading.
Andrew, you want to be first? Or you want the defender to be first?
Defender.
Okay. Give me a second. I'll bring up the rear.
What is this?
Kuotoa. Kuotoa. I don't know how to spell
it. Oh, Kuotoa.
So
it's a wizard.
I don't have any monster names.
It's a long corridor. The tunnel turns twice and maintains a southward course. And suddenly, around the last bend, it stops dead at a blank wall of stone.
In the crawlspace?
Yes.
Search that.
Well, the one up front, because there's not really room to turn around, is going to have to be the person to
do it. Is this a Lankin?
Bobby.
That's
your doctor's
number. What am I looking at?
Stone wall.
Looking at kill stone wall.
I have,
like, the shittiest
perception.
It's...
Is that what I'm rolling?
You can go south, you just goes here.
Yeah, this is below.
Well, I rolled a 14,
so
18
like
total.
Okay.
You don't find anything more than stone wall.
Can we squeeze Andrew's character past her character? Can they both simultaneously squeeze past each other?
We'll, like, hug each other and then just kind
of,
like...
Both of you can roll acrobatics checks.
Trained.
If neither... if one of you fails, you'll take a small amount of damage.
Okay.
Crushed.
Because, like, one of us, like...
What is this?
You've got, like, weapons and stuff on you, yeah.
Sadie? Seder?
Seder.
I rolled a 13.
So, what profession? You have a retrain or
something?
I'm a cheater.
15 here.
You both take 2 points of damage in the process.
Scratch each other up.
Mm-hmm.
Do we get to where we're going then?
Well, you managed to switch positions in the
corner. I rage. Okay, so now do I roll a perception check?
Yep.
Bad.
Wait, the Naga and the skeleton on the same side?
16? You find nothing there.
That was worth 2 points of damage. Back out.
Alright, we think this is the right way, but there seems to be some sort of thing blocking it.
Let's just back out, and maybe Richie can go in first and use Arcana.
Alright.
Or Beatrix. Or this is like Kill Bill.
Beep. Beatrix Kill. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you make your way, it's like a really long corridor, and you all like back up and like, you know, gets caught on stuff and, like, step on each other's faces occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you manage to, like, make your way out into the corridor. But it takes a while.
Before that, I'm going to touch the black orb. Does it do anything?
You just passed through it. That's how you got there in the first place.
Right. I didn't know if the orb was solid and everything else was an illusion.
No, the area is what leads to the crossways.
All right, I go on in Arcana.
Okay. Crawl.
You might as well do perception, too.
No. 31.
On Arcana?
Arcana.
You check no magic.
Alright, perception. 19.
You find nothing there.
Okay. Thievery?
There's nothing to thievery-ish.
Thievery-ish.
I make it endurance.
I flex.
You successfully endure the wall. Okay, well.
There's nothing. No.
Plan B.
You feel around the wall as best you can. You look around. Seems to be a solid wall.
Can I go back in and attempt to push it?
Yes. Do you wait for Beatrix to come
all
the way?
Shout for him to push it.
No. I'll do it.
I guess it crushed me.
So we spent like half an hour backing in and out of this hole.
It's taking a long time. So you bag all the way out, and York's like, I'll try pushing it.
Crawl, you said we didn't do that the first time?
No. I didn't like that.
I'm going to go explore something else while this happens.
Okay.
Even if it triggers a fight.
Roll strength.
Bad. God damn it. is it just my ability modifier? Not half level?
It's half level. Strength.
14.
Brown.
You're not sure what you're... I mean, you, like, just push on the wall as far as you can. Doesn't really do anything.
So you go to the wizard room, probably. We go to the green room that we don't... We're told not to go to, which is... the
giant.
Or we should go to the yellow room, which looks... That's the wizard. What is brown? Yeah, brown is. Did I not write that one down? What's this thing after wizard? Does that say brown something?
It's yellow brown is the color.
Oh, yellow brown is the color. I don't know if there's straight brown then.
Are you basing it on the three?
Yes, my theory is they correspond to these glyphs. And that we teleport to the far end, and then we come through, and it would take us probably
into this corridor after we get to one end of the teleportation. That's my conjecture. Seems like a good way to keep secrets.
So, what are you doing?
I'm just saying I think that's the corresponding between the portals and this hallway and all this stuff.
We touched orange when we came out in the red area.
Well, I don't know that pushing the button does it, though.
Okay.
But why would the colors do that? The original one had blue, orange, and yellow. The portal.
Yeah.
And we came out the red.
Yeah.
But red. Red. Think about the color wheel.
Red's a primary color.
Yeah.
It's
red. Voyaging bit, so red and yellow make orange. I don't know. There was a yellow on that one. Maybe I'm thinking too much about it. And the orange mummy was trapped with spears.
Yeah.
I don't know, we gotta go somewhere. Let's just
take a plunge and just teleport.
Let's just go to the portal, not green.
Do the orange and brown. It doesn't correlate really to any of these. Yellow, brown.
Well, there's a yellow and a brown on this teleportal, this new portal thing we found.
Right.
So it should correspond to the wizard, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has green. Alright, that's fine. We'll go through the portal.
Are we going to touch any of the things?
Yeah. There's one that's brown, one that's citron yellow, one that's green. The stones, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Let's touch yellow and brown.
Okay. But if you touch one, do they both glow? Or, like, if you touch one, does it turn the other one off? I guess is what I'm saying.
They don't have different instances.
Tell me what you're doing.
I'll do it. Go and touch brown up top, then yellow. Down the citron yellow.
Yeah, after you take your hand off, it goes in, and then you touch brown. And it's the light. Yeah. Like, it goes in when you touch it, and then fades when your hand takes away, but the mists are still there.
Have you touched them both simultaneously?
Yeah.
Brown and yellow?
They both light up while you're touching them, and then when you pull away, they fade back.
So what
we could all just, like, you could slap it and jump feet first through us, blowing that color.
Between, like, with multiple people, you could, you know.
But for the last person, but of course not.
What happens
if we
press all three?
We press all three?
Nothing special happens.
Game over. Alright, let's just hit the...
The thing is...
Yellow could be Hawk. But it's Citron yellow, whereas the other one is yellow-brown. Let's just...
Do we have to... If they, the color... The orb stop glowing immediately after we let go? Or is it like a few second window at a time?
It like fades out as you get farther away.
We don't know if anything corresponds. It might randomly teleport you to one of the three or something. But then again, we went to red and none of those were one of the colors. I think we just need to jump through this portal and see what happens.
Yeah, let's touch yellow. We're going to touch yellow and brown and very quickly run through.
Yellow, brown.
Each of us like going, whoa.
Like hit, run. Everyone does that?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so I need you to make a saving throw for every magic item you have. On a failure, you lose that magic item.
I have often got you 3 old save.
That sucks.
So I get to use my bonus. I have a bonus to saving throws, just generally.
Tell me
sure.
who fails rolls.
Keep my hands.
I failed 2 so far.
Well, tell me who fails important rolls.
I failed 2 so far.
I mean, you only have 2 items. I have
1. No, I have 4 items.
Acrobatic boost, save. Breach first shot, save. First,
does it count for potions?
Fail.
Each
so I've lost my armor and my...
Okay. Roll 16, 15.
Fail.
That was good.
So,
okay.
I
potion.
Really need this
staff
weapon to be not destroyed.
I
use a divine fortune to give myself
another potion. I rolled 2 ones.
Get those out of the way so then you can save some points.
And I lost my arm.
You have to make a saving throw. I could make someone fail, but I can't make someone succeed.
I think character 3 is broken because I rolled like 1s and 2s.
Oh, never mind.
You're rolling an each one.
I use my daily power on verb armor.
Oh, I should take my boots.
I fail a saving throw, I can take a 20 instead.
Boots.
So
that failed.
So I lost my gauntlets of blood.
Gem.
I did
so bad.
Failed.
So who lost their critical items?
I did. I lost my armor. I'm now down to 18.
But you didn't lose your weapon.
No.
They didn't lose their weapon.
I lost my iron bands of power.
All my important stuff made it, basically.
Yeah, I lost some stuff. Well, that was good.
Yeah.
You appear at the entrance.